Yo, so what do you need? Just an eighth?
No, I need a fucking t-shirt. Okay, fine.
No, just an eighth. That's later on tonight, dude. Just a sec, okay? I got the shrooms right now. We're going to make this happen, okay? You got to be a little quick, though.
All right.
Yes. Let me get my scale. I fucking forgot my scale. Yo, the homeboy's supposed to have some dope Puerto Rican ones next week, for sure, too.
Okay, word.
Hang on. Yo, what up? Yeah, I got them booms right now. I got the shrooms right now. All right, I'll put you down for a quarter. I'll meet you at the open mic later on tonight. You better have the loot, bitch, or Venmo me right now, ho. At Big Lou 303, son. You know the fucking deal, bitch. All right, cool. Peace. Yeah, all these motherfuckers love this shit, man. Fucking, the game's starting to come back too, homie. Fucking good day. I hope so too. Oh shit. Oh fuck, my mom's home. Let's get the fuck out of here. Run. Back door. Perfect. We're back in my mother's front room at the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast, Epochs number 34. Again, day drinking with my best friend, Alan Bromwell. He doesn't even know we're best friends, but I just celebrated his birthday the other day. Happy birthday, Alan.
Yeah, thanks for making me pay for everything.
Yeah, that, dude, you pay for that shitty tequila, you should pay for everything, dude. Fucking, what kind of tequila was that, dude?
Oh, that's some goofy stuff. Addictivo.
And what do you think it tastes like?
Sugar.
It tastes like fucking, like, wood and sugar, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sugar and wood.
Pretty good.
But, yeah, I like different kinds of tequila.
Whatever, man.
Shitty ones.
You don't even like tequila. You don't have limes in your house?
I don't, dude. We're not Mexicans.
You got
we're
Mexican
fucking
lasagna.
We're American.
You got any
we're,
fucking limes.
We're American Mexicans, yeah. Not Mexican Americans.
I know. You guys got cheddar cheese and hot dogs.
We got Vienna weenies, too, dude. You want Vienna sausages, motherfucker?
Got all kinds of canned meat. I saw.
We got spicy spam, bro. Like, we're fucking, like, we're island people. Like,
I think
we're Polynesians or something.
Shit's pretty good.
I know it's good, dude. Fuck. What else you want me to make you today, bro?
Nothing?
All right, fuck
nothing.
Off.
You did great. I'm glad you put
shit.
A shirt on.
What? I got to cut the grass, dude. You're not going to cut the grass for me.
I know. Somebody's got to cut it.
I know, dude. You're not going to cut it,
bro.
About
a foot long out there.
It's not even a foot long. It's just been raining monsoon style the week before, bro.
Yeah. And even grass, though. I don't even know what the fuck that
it's
is.
Grass?
We can probably smoke that stuff.
Kentucky bluegrass, bro.
That is not Kentucky.
Yeah, it is, dude.
That's straight
fucking me and my grandpa
dude.
Planted it, dude. Fucking 96, bro. We
yeah,
fucking planted
well,
it.
It hadn't made it this
all
long.
Kentucky bluegrass, dude. Fucking guaranteed, son.
Yeah. At least it's not all dandelions.
Yeah, I know. It used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, until I moved back in, bro.
Dude, this place I used to live, I don't know if you ever went over there, over right on Glen Arm Street. There used to be a Wahoo's there right at, like, Park Avenue and Broadway,
oh,
basically.
I know where it's at.
You know where that's at? Those like, low-income housing over there. Kobos used to live over there. The grass would get, and it wouldn't even be grass. It'd be, like, those
yeah.
little, like,
yeah.
corn straw-looking yeah. things that come out of the grass. It'd be 4 feet tall. Nobody gave a
yeah.
shit. And they'd have to come
look
by
like,
with an industrial
wheat
whacker.
Ridge looks like Wheat Ridge.
Yeah.
Fucking the Wheat Ridge sign.
You can't even see our place anymore.
Oh, man. Nah, dude, it's ghetto. Nah, I take care of my grass, though, bro. I'll cut the grass real sharp, like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's just about that
podcast,
time of year.
Though. Had a fucking podcast.
Hey, it's
you know?
Good. The backyard looks great.
I know. Bella's the supervisor. She said, good job, Mexican.
Did
she? Slapped me around a little bit and told me to get a broom and sweep off the porch, you know. She's a good supervisor.
Well.
You know why she's a supervisor, right?
Because she's white.
Duh. Yeah, exactly. You're pretty smart,
white
Alan.
Woman.
You're pretty smart,
white
bro.
Woman walks outside.
A Mexican woman just yells from the inside, that shit better be done, motherfucker. Fucking bitch. That's what my mom would say.
My grandma, on my dad's side, taught me the Mexican stereotypes young. She was, one summer, she goes, oh, we're all out here sweating like a bunch of Mexicans. And then we all looked at her, and she goes, no, I mean, you know, they work really hard. That's when I learned that Mexicans are lazy and they work really hard.
Yeah, right, dude. We're in a, yeah, you're right.
Those are the two stereotypes.
Because I did sleep fucking during the open mic yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the Humor Underground, we went over to Brian's mic at the pizza place.
How's that going?
Pretty good, man. I fucking ate like 3 pieces of pizza and I sat down on the couch and I started fucking passing out. And I didn't even mean to, but fucking Apples was up on the mic, right? And he was, you know, it's a pizza place. Fucking 10 o'clock at night, dude, you know? And I was passed out on the couch. I fucking yawned all big. And he's like, gee, thanks, Lou, for fucking being up. And I was like, what do you mean? What's up? I was like, what's happening? And he's like, you're just yawning in the middle. I was like, oh, my bad. I was asleep, yeah. Dude.
You can't win, man. They get mad at you when you're all hype and you're yelling at them. Dude. They get mad at you when you're falling asleep.
I can't win for losing, dude, in this comedy game. But at least they recognize me, I guess, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Like, there's that loudmouth motherfucker that'll pass out during your set if you make him wait long, too long.
I heard the Underground was pretty good.
Underground was good. I got Greeley. Got up pretty early. Where were you at in Greeley? Syntax or Moxie?
Yeah, well, it's Syntax. Dude, that place is tiny.
It's tiny, but was it full or no?
Eh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
was, 20 people.
Yeah, it was decent. Not bad. Tobias, bro, he's a nice guy, bro. He's pretty sharp.
Yeah, it was cool. I like it. I've actually started to like small rooms. If I can get them, like, paying full attention to me, I kind of like it.
Was there a black couple there?
No.
Laughing black guy?
No.
Oh,
no,
man. But he was dope. When I did that shit for my birthday, he's like, oh, yeah, me and my lady, we're giving out COVID vaccines and shit.
Oh, yeah?
We're like, oh, you're infecting everybody? I was like, I hear people are getting shorter on that. I was like, I want to keep my dick the same length that that black guy goes, yeah, that's why I ain't got it. I was like, you're giving it, you're not getting it. He's like, yeah.
God, no.
Fuck that, player. Fuck that.
I bet you the people who are giving it know better than anybody else not to get it. Yeah, whatever. I mean, all these chicks.
They make you wait in, like, if you drive up and do it, they make you go wait in the parking lot for 30 minutes, bro. To make sure you don't get fucked up on it. Dude, come on, bro. Something, dude. Jeez. And then that's like, I've been watching the...
I said a long time ago, I'm not doing needle drugs. Now, this shit, I don't even know what's in it. Who sold you that?
Fucking the government. The government made it, dude.
Yo, okay, well... They got YouTube videos, they go, Dr. Fauci explains to you how the vaccine will not cause any birth defects or infertility. They're specifically addressing infertility
online. Have you heard this? I've been watching super smart fuckers talk about this shit on YouTube. And these cats are talking about how there was a drug that it's been kind of out of circulation. Even the patent for this drug, like anybody can make this drug if they want. The patent's finished.
Right.
This drug is so old. They use it. It's an old malaria treatment, but they could have revamped the production of this drug. All of that shit, but they didn't even fucking... There's even a doctor that talks about it in Congress, dude, last year. And they could have ramped up production of that drug and fucking cured a bunch of people, but they didn't. That way, you know why they did? They didn't ramp up production of that drug? So they could fucking fucking do this vaccine, bro.
Well... They did the same shit, hydroxychloroquine or whatever the fuck. That was the new malaria drug.
No, it's better. It's better than that, bro. Yeah. And it's another.
Well, dude, in India, the government's just giving people zinc and vitamin C tablets and antivirals and whatever. But I don't even know why you need treatment for, like, you've got, what do you have? You've got the flu or you live close to a cell tower and you're,
what's... Yeah, your fucking brain's buzzing anyways. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, dude.
What do you even need treatment? Like, to me, that's like, who even needs treatment? I don't know anyone that got sick. This is the biggest pandemic ever. I don't know anyone who got anything.
I don't know. So, next Friday, my dad has to go to Denver Health, and they're putting him on a fucking brain scanning machine, dude, for fucking 7-8 hours.
That's
dude.
A waste of money.
No, dude.
What are they going to find in there?
Probably fucking that he's got a bunch of black spots in his brain and that fucking he needs help every day and he's retarded or something. I don't know. But yeah, they're based brain on this scan, scanning.
You need to give us more money they're every
brain
week.
Brain scanning him, dude. It's not. I'm not paying for. I don't pay taxes. I don't pay for Big Lou's medical bills, dude. Fuck that shit.
We're gonna shoot fucking nuclei at your brain. We're gonna shoot neutrons at your brain. See if anything
it's
happens.
Magnetic, dude. Didn't you ever listen to what Armstrong was talking about? Magnets or fucking. That's how you real. That's
but,
the real
well, it's
measurement.
Nuclear magnetic. They fucking shoot. Neutrons at you.
Yeah.
That's what the. That's how they image shit. They're just shooting little particles at your nuclear particles.
Well, hopefully it doesn't break what's left in there, dude. Hopefully the rest ain't.
Oh, I'm sure it's good for
what them. If? What if my dad's got fucking a fragment of crystal meth in his brain and it hits it, dude, and it just fractals everywhere, bro? And he just fucking spits
flashback.
Fucking Aramaic
meth
and fucking
flashback.
Bam,
dude.
Dude,
I was talking to some this new chick who's from Wyoming. Who's been hanging out, she's saying that she can crack her back and has acid flashbacks.
No, that's and fake.
Isn't that fake? She's saying it like it's
no,
real.
No, you could. That's like the other day, I went to the chiropractor, and my shit was fucking tense as fuck, and he cracked me up, bro. I'm like, fuck, when I walked out, and like that, it's all about your receptors that, like pathways, dude, that, like I said, remember the other day when I fucking
did you get
that,
high? Is that what you're saying? You got high from?
Yeah, you get a little high, but just like fucking I said, when you do that DMT, like we're lucky that we're not octopus because their fucking brain neurons go all the way to their fucking their suction cups into their feet and shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably feels
all the way
good
up
though.
And down their leg and shit, dude. But it's just your nervous system. Like I got a fucking dead spot in my knee right here. I can't feel from right there until right there.
Uh-huh.
And it's just fucking from my surgeries. They cut nerves going in there and shit, you know? All kinds of shit.
Well, when you get real fucking high, you do get that octopus feeling like you can really think through your whole body and feel through your whole body.
Those couple hits of DMT I did the other night, that was more fucking... Like, I came up with the little shit on Facebook. I said I felt normal because I didn't have my mask on. That's a little joke, but for fucking for real, dude. Like I feel normal when I'm high, bro. It's weird. I don't know if it's just like that sounds real dumb to say out loud.
The first times
too,
I got high, some of the first times I got really high on psychedelics, I was like, "Oh, this is me. This is who I just forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot who I was." But you know that you, I'm not the same as you because if I keep doing drugs, then I don't. That's not normal. Then I start to get.
What do you mean?
Different.
That's not normal.
Well, I do it, so I guess it's normal, but like if I keep doing psychedelics, it doesn't bring me closer to who I think I am. It makes me
paranoid. Man, dude, I hadn't done, like, I did acid, like, twice the year before, and one time it was, like, for the last night at El Torito.
Yeah.
And, oh, fuck, man, doing acid last month was just off the chain, bro. And that shit fucking burned me out. Oh, gosh, bro, that shit was so pure, bro.
He gave
that
me
shit
some of that.
Oh, geez, son.
I only took, like, a half tab of it. I don't do a lot of acid anymore.
Jeez, dude, fuck, bro. I don't know. There's certain little chickies we know fucking only go out on a fucking eighth of a fucking tab every time they walk out the door.
Not good for them, but like the first couple times you do that, you're like, yeah, it's more colorful. I can feel more, but you do it every day. Then what?
I don't know, dude. Maybe people like maybe that would cure depression.
It does, but then when you stop taking it, like that's how. There's got to be a point, unless you're going to take it for the rest of your life. Okay,
then you got to maybe universal.
Then it's basically a
maybe
Paxil
universal
or...
universal basic income. We'll give you fucking $80
universal
a week.
Universal basic acid.
Yeah, UBA. Universal basic acid.
All right, you get a 10 strip every week. Try to make it last. This is government
you can sell
acid.
You can sell a hit for $20. You can fucking...
Dude, that would truly be 1984 if the government was now giving people acid.
That would be so cool, dude. 1984 is fucking psychedelics. Fucking Chapel Perilous.
They just go nibble
fucking,
on this and
Chapel
look at the pretty
Perilous
lights.
Is the fucking Big Brother's go-to fucking... podcast.
So I only ever saw this fucking episode. There's a Black Mirror episode where the dude is like, they have to run on treadmills and get points. You've seen that one?
Yeah.
So then that dude does his like revolutionary, like, fuck the system. Like,
and then they
release
fucking
this video,
play it.
And they turn it into like a weekly sitcom. Yeah. Where this guy gets on and rants about society.
Yeah.
That shit affected me because it's like, wow, if you're just going to sell your shit, they will just make it part of the game.
It's like, bro, if they wouldn't kick me off of Facebook, I'd tell the truth about what I really think about everything. You know what I mean?
I can't even do Facebook now. It's like, what the hell am I going to write on here?
They knocked one of my comments, bro. Because fucking tall guy goes, you should drink Modelo because I was drinking a Bud Light fucking chelada.
And you go, I'm fucking white.
I was like, I'm fucking white, fool.
They knocked that?
No, I was like, fuck them Mexicans, dude. Like, fuck them Mexicans like Modelos, dude. Uh-huh. I was like, fuck those Mexican beers, you know?
And a robot and then it goes, knew that was racist.
Because it said, fuck Mexicans. It says, this is offensive. Boom. And I said, they're like, what do you want to do? Drop it and not get a tag at all? Or what do you want? And I just said, drop that shit.
I probably told you this before, but when they rolled out all those fucking robots that tell you if you're racist or not, when they rolled that shit out, they pulled a bunch of chess videos off of YouTube because all these people going, yeah, in this position, black will always be worse. The fucking algorithm goes, that's racist.
Oh, dude, that's fucking great, dude. They can't even, it's so fucked up. I just watched a video where a Uber Eats robot almost fucking runs over a bum laying on the street. Like, it fucking runs over his fucking feet, dude. And then it just keeps going, dude. Because the bum's sitting there with his feet out. And it fucking comes flying by. Boom! Almost crashes. And then they're like, but they fixed the technology. And the same bum, like,
bum
2 weeks
scanning
later,
technology.
Like, the next week, dude, the fucking, the Uber Eats cart comes up and it goes around the bum. And
right.
But it almost crashes because it almost goes in the middle of the street and shit, dude.
Now with 8K bum detection software.
Dude.
You're like, okay. Fucking, that's the future. Boy, we made it.
Oh, dude. I wonder how many fucking, you got one of those rolling through the streets down in fucking Venice Beach, bud, and how many bums are just chasing after it, dude.
I took a fucking picture in Venice Beach. I had to show you this. This dude, I walked through a parking lot in Venice Beach. This car was filled to the brim with fucking garbage. Garbage coming out of the windows. And it's parking there. And the one, no parking tickets on it. That thing's been there for as long as your fucking, what are this, Rialto in the parking. I don't know what car that is.
Oh, that's a fucking, my dad's going to buy me a new car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they sold my grandma's house.
Right on.
So, he's going to buy me a car.
Yeah, well,
so
you
can
junk that seat. Lucky if you get $500 for that fucking thing.
I don't even care, bro. I'll part it out, bro. I'll sell that car part by part. Homeboys Instant Venmo Flea Market, son.
By the way, you should have fucking sold Corey got rid of his Prius. He said that battery's worth like $1,000. He just gave it away.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Batteries aren't worth dick.
No,
bro.
No, on a Prius battery, though. That's like
oh,
an electric.
Yeah, no, that Prius battery. So, actually, you get money for taking it to recycle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Government
but money. You got to take it out, bro, and that shit's fucking pain in the ass. You got to take out all the fucking seats, all the back seats.
Oh.
Everything's underneath the fucking the two back seats right there, mostly.
Yeah.
Why, did he just part it out? What did he do with
basically,
it?
Basically, I guess he couldn't. The starter was fucked or something. He just junked the battery and sold the body for $300 or something.
That's cool.
$300 for a Prius.
Smart, dude.
Is that smart?
Nah, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. They're pieces of shit cars. You know what every car, even your car right there is right now? It's a piece of shit, bro. It ain't worth fucking dick when you total it or you fucking, you go
none
over.
Of it's worth, yeah, you drive it off the lot, it's worth $4,000. No matter how much you paid
exactly.
For it. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's how it goes. Actually, mine's not.
My Honda's terrific. I love it.
It is terrific. That thing's easily worth $17,000.
What's K? 1,000?
What's K? That should be your intro.
No, I act stupid, dude. That way I don't
That's funny. No, I mean, whatever, dude. Fucking, some of this shit holds up in value if it's relatively new and it still runs good. That car is great for the road, dude. I mean, it's big enough. I take whatever. It gets good mileage. Doesn't break down.
The Hocus Pocus Ford Focus is dope, dude. You know why the seat's
Hocus
broken?
Pocus Ford Focus.
You know why
that's what you got out there, yeah.
You know why the seat's broken? Like, the
why?
Seat's broken, like, on one side, on the driver's side. Because I got so many blowjobs in it, bro.
Yeah.
That's why the seat's broke.
That's cool. That's cool. Maybe that's a selling point. I don't know. Put it on
Craigslist. Nah, dude.
It was a good undercover car, dude. That you would never.
Great car for getting roadhead.
Yep, you would have never known that there's fucking Mexican with the fucking ounce of fucking crack in there at all. The cops never fucked with me.
Man, Christine's son just got this fucking Monte Carlo that looks like it's a lot of fucking trouble is what it looks like.
No, it's not that quick neither, dude. It's just a fucking six cylinder.
It accelerates pretty quick, but I don't know how fast it is, but
it's a good car, dude. And actually, it's a good car because it's big and he can fucking crash it, bro. That's what kids do is crash motherfucking cars, son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What car did you get when you fucking started driving?
My uncle had this old 94 Infiniti G20. It was actually not bad. Manual Infiniti. I mean, the thing broke down immediately, but I liked it. It was a nice car for a while.
I had a Volkswagen Bug, and then my dad bought me an old Nissan. Fucking 5-speed, fucking killer, fucking that Nissan was dope as fuck, bro.
Yeah, your first car is dope. It doesn't even matter what it is. It's just dope to have a car.
Well, the Volkswagen Bug my mom got. The other car my dad got, dude. They've always done this, dude, my whole fucking life, dude. My dad gets me a bike, my mom buys me a brand new bike.
So then my dad gets me this is where you learn to fucking scrap and sell.
Nah. I'd always have dope shit at my grandma's house and dope shit here at my crib, bro.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, they'd always play that game, though, dude, all the time, bro. So, like, fucking, even when it came down to cars, my mom bought me this little Toyota Celica and my dad bought me that Nissan fucking rust bucket. And that fucker fucking ran great, dude. And fucking, and then my mom got all mad at me. You can't have two cars. Your insurance is going to fucking be expensive as fuck. And I was like, well, one breaks down, I got another one. Just fuck, shut the fuck up. Then we'll get insurance on the other one. We'll park it right. Uh-huh. No, get that fucking car out of here. So my dad takes off. He says, fuck it, I'll keep this car. Gets pulled over, bud, because no license, no insurance, no nothing, bud. My dad's always... I've had my license longer than my dad's ever had his license, dude, in his whole fucking life, bro. it'll cost my dad 25 G's, dude. He's got to pay his restitution before he fucking gets his license back again, dude. He's fucked. He's so fucked.
See, but look at yourself, because you started out with two cars. Now you got a bicycle.
That's even better than a car, bro.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
If you live in Tokyo.
I'm green. I'm fucking Lou Green Martinez, bro.
Lou Green. Yeah, well, get your ass out there and finish the front line, then.
Fuck you. You're going to do it, buddy. You're going to cut the grass, ho. It's your fucking time to fucking shine. How many grass have you cut? You cut your grandma's grass?
I used to, but back in the day. That's why you offered me, $20. My grandma used to give me $12. I'd do the front and back. $12 check. She'd write me a check for $12. And they would get upset because I would miss some spots on the edges. And I go, well, you got to get a weed whacker. I can't get they had this old fucking mower.
Yeah.
It sucked. I mean, dude, it literally, a lot of times I couldn't even crank it. And I'd have to take it somewhere else and kind of rev it back and forth. And then pull, crank it again. Old fucking thing. And they'd be like, you missed this spot on the corner. And I'm like, well, give me a weed whacker or some other shit. So they end up having my brother do it.
Your brother's sharp. Nah, dude, fuck. I used to, when I was 18, 19, and this is why I'm not going to get another fucking job ever, bro. When I was 18, 19, dude, I used to cut 240 lawns a week.
Did you really?
Plus... I'd fucking cut lawns on the side, like fucking maybe 20, 30.
With a push mower, you didn't have
with the dope fucking lawnmower. I'd drive a whole trailer
around. On a John Deere.
No, it was a stand. They had one with the stand behind rollers that you fucking just, and you just stand on this little fucking pedestal.
Oh, so yeah, you're not walking. Yeah.
Yeah, and then those are nice. Then we had two fucking, they ran by themselves, fucking nice ass Toros.
I mean, that shit's fun. That's like water skiing or something.
Yeah, kind of, dude. But fucking when you do, dude, that was my first job, bro. And I fucking killed it. Like I said, dude, that was all summer long, dude. 240 fucking
That's not bad.
Jobs. 240 lawns every week. Plus, like, I would go fucking, like,
we
I'd go do these jobs.
Smoking weed on the fucking...
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'd go drop the dude. We'd go do, like, half a day, and then I'd drop dude off, and I'd go do all the fucking jobs up in North Glen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, or like, that was like Monday, Tuesday, I had a bunch of lawns to go up and do in North Glen. And then Wednesday, Thursday, I had Westminster and fucking and North Denver over here. And then, like, but every day we'd go do down south by where he lived off of Colfax and Lowell and shit, or Kentucky and Lowell and shit.
Yeah.
So, but fuck,
dude. That's great. That's a good job when you're a kid.
Nah, fuck that, bro, dude. I fucking worked. That shit was work, son. You don't even know, bro.
Nah, standing there. I mean, it's hot.
What if you had to put yourself through college doing that? You wouldn't have went to college, y'all.
No, why would you go to college? I had a conversation with my mom. She's going, you got to do this, this, this. I'm going, I'm dropping out of college right now. I'm not doing any of that. Because this is how they get you with the college thing. They go, would you just take loans? Then you'd be in debt for the rest of your life. And I'm like, no, no, no. This is the start of my life. And you're not, like, I knew then, what are they going to teach me? What are they going to teach me that, by the way, can't you, you learn shit on YouTube every day. You're talking to me about Tesla's significance of the, you know,
three, the 3.6 and 9. Engine.
They didn't teach me that in college. They didn't teach me how to make a free energy device. So I don't know what the fuck I'm spending this money for.
Alan's like, this fucking crackhead is over here talking about shit that I really want to know about, and he didn't even go to college.
Right. That's what I mean. But you can learn that shit anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can. So it's stupid. Information should be free. All the privileged information, law, medicine, fucking, you know, whatever.
Well, you got to be Jewish to know law, bro. It's fucking, it's just linguistics and
even
shit,
even lawyers
bro.
Don't know law. Like,
yeah, dude.
When you look at a legal dictionary, you realize that actually the words on a contract don't even mean the, like, common English definition of those words. So you got to actually look up in a Black's Law 9th edition fucking $2,000 dictionary and you look up what is means. That's why Bill Clinton, when he's fucking, they're like, did you have sex with that? He's like, it depends what you mean by is. Now, if we go to Black's Law, is actually has 9 definitions.
Yep.
So let's go through them real quick here. And he's doing that bullshit charade for them. And that's what law is. Law
it's
is
a charade, not a charade.
Yeah, if you're Pink Floyd. Ha ha, charade you are. I was like, what? That whole time I heard that song, I was like, what the fuck are they saying?
That's good. Nah, dude. I wish I was Jewish instead of Mexican.
Don't. Whatever. It's similar.
You're part Jewish, right?
My family is in denial that there were ever Jews in the family. My grandma told me I'm Jewish, and then I asked her again, and she's like, well, yes, but no. And then my mom says we're not, and it's a whole weird thing. They decided they weren't. My grandma, when she came over during the war from England, they decided they weren't anymore because it's dangerous. So whatever.
She could have been fucking part of the Colfax Avenue crew over there.
She
might have
been
fucking
she might
chilling.
Have been. My
I used
grandpa
to sell
weed
to the Jewish kids over there, bro. Fucking off Colfax.
Could have been. Could have been. They didn't have money, so they didn't fancy themselves Jewish.
They're
anymore.
Like, yeah, we don't. We lost our Jew gold in the war.
Yeah, that's about right.
Man.
But I try to explain that to kids who like had bar mitzvahs and stuff, and they don't give a fuck. They're just like, well. You know, they're very. It's an exclusive thing, so I like to make fun of it because there's so much pretension about it. They think they're great because they went to. They used to be these, and what was funny when I was a kid, all my friends were Jewish, and they invited me to the youth group thing. I forget what it was called, but they had like a weekly Jewish kids hang out and learn how to fucking
how to be Jew,
not be weird. How to be Jew. It was basically like. Jewish teens, please fuck each other and not the Gentiles every Wednesday.
Oh, that's
but this was funny
letter,
to me because I've actually looked into, like, I've read parts of the Torah that, like, Jews don't know about, like the beginning of it and, like, the reason for the holidays and the commandments, which you would think the commandments would be a big deal. So Christians have 10. The Jews have 513 commandments. That's already getting pretentious. 513. And I've asked Jews about them. They don't know any of them. They don't know any of them. I'm like, how about these? How about these commandments? They're like, what are those? I read all of them. First of all, they tell you how to deal with interest rates. That's like the first
one. For real? No, for real, it's in the...
It talks about you should not charge Gentiles interest because they get mad and all this stuff. But there is a bunch about banking. And there's a bunch about incest that's weird. There's a lot about don't fuck your dad and please don't fuck your mom and all this. There's dozens of them that are like that. I mean, it's interesting stuff because you learn about what used to be the problems, but that nobody talks about that shit anymore.
So back to interest rates, bro. So I heard this is old Jewish tradition. If you make something, whatever it costs to make that thing, you charge 300% more.
Well, they probably teach that in business school, yeah.
All right, so business schools just copy the Jews. I get it. I got it now. I totally got it.
See, 300% is pretty good.
yeah.
If you're the one making it.
I know, dude. I know, bro. That's why we're going to make these custom tables, bro.
Well, that's what's so
people.
Fucked up. If you buy a fucking designer shirt and this kid in Indonesia, they, God knows, probably didn't even get paid. His fingers bleeding. And then they charge $70 for a fucking t-shirt.
I remember when Eric Shih lost his first job in China. and they had to move there.
Dude, they go, Apple was like, we're actually going to give all the child slaves an iPhone when they graduate college. And you're like, oh, that's sweet. That's what they get for slaving away their
They're
whole
like,
childhood.
Oh, I made this right here. this
one. I get one of them for the 10,000 I made.
He's like,
that's so sweet.
I stole 10 a week, dude. They ain't worth fucking dick in the fucking dorms.
Well, and what's so fucked up, what they're doing is they made it so that when you lose an iPhone or if it deactivates, you can't. They don't even have value anymore because you can't. They've secured the software or whatever. So, like, if you steal an iPhone, is that even worth anything?
No.
Right.
iPhones
are
worth nothing.
That's so fucked up. iPhones, this is a $700 iPhone.
No, because it costs you $110 to break it. And
that's
then,
right. That's right.
And then, so $110 to break it, and that motherfucker better hope that he's running some crazy iOS shit, dude. You know what I mean? So that shit doesn't link up to anything
right.
while you're breaking it, dude.
Right.
Because that's what half of these phone places are getting busted, dude. That's why half of these fucking phone repair places are getting shut down, dude. Because fucking it sent a fucking a receipt, dude, saying that this phone was right here.
Yep.
And then fucking you get 10 of them.
That's
then they're
why
like, oh,
they put some sophisticated. Now I bought this when you buy a laptop now from Apple. It has a chip in there that is literally in direct communication with the fucking with Apple and the government, and it's supposedly it just prevents you from booting Linux. That's the stated thing. You can't boot any other operating system on it. So if you buy an Apple computer, you can't run you can run Microsoft, but you can't run Linux. That's what they wanted to do. But also, this is a chip that just talks directly to Apple and the government the whole time
you
bought it.
What
so
do
I'm
you
just
think,
like, what the fuck is
What do you
on?
Think that fucking plane that flies over really low at night? That shit just fucking tracks all that shit, dude. It just fucking uploads all your
Probably.
Shit, dude. Every fucking time it flies
I
over.
I know they know where I'm at, but, you know, it's too many people. That's why they need to depopulate. That's why they got to get rid of 10 to 15%, Bill
They're
Gates
not
said.
Going to yet, bro. They already
they
fucked
just,
up. They tried.
No, it doesn't kill people immediately. That'd be too obvious.
They're going to kill people just want, like what I said the other night, bro. By fucking isolating these people. By keeping them in their house, dude.
Right.
I bet you 50% of these motherfuckers don't want to leave their house from now on.
Some
that,
people are
that,
like that.
You just think, dude. In,
well, they
in
watch
6 years,
the
in
news
6 years,
stay
in
home.
6 years, that 50%.
Buy Uber Eats.
Dude, in 5 to 6 years, that 50% dead, bro. Just dead. They're gonna. We're going to be finding people in their house, fucking all mummified, fucking chilling, dude, watching fucking Netflix, dude, fucking... You know, fucking
well,
ran out of microdoses, and they just said, oh, I don't even want to go out, dude.
Hopefully they call 911 so we can drain their bank account in the hospital before they croak.
No.
What you really want.
I'm going to start fucking taking advantage of old people.
Well, welcome to the capitalist model. I mean, that's what
Have you seen that movie?
What?
Where that bitch fucking takes advantage of old people, and she has these old people locked up in a nursing home and shit. And one of these old people.
Oh, Happy Gilmore.
No, dude.
With
yeah,
Ben Stiller.
Good movie,
Ben
dude.
Stiller.
But it's different. You're
okay,
you're,
Grandma.
You're actually not fucking cultured. I understand now.
No, I don't know this movie. But
I'll
I
send
know.
You the link, you little bitch. Fucking, okay. You're a hater too, Alan.
Whatever. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, when was the last time you bombed?
I don't bomb.
Yeah, you fucking lying piece of shit.
No,
dude.
I make them leave.
Then it's not
bombing.
All right, you make everybody
no,
walk out.
I'll tell you a good bomb story if you want to hear one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I had I took this. See, this teaches you about why you're doing it too. Because I took this gig straight for the money. As soon as I saw this room, I was like, no. But this dude offered a lot of money, and it's a country club, and I walked in, and they want me to headline this room, and I know it's going to be stuffy, and they're going to want clean, and it's going to be this and that. And I walk in this room going, oh, but how much are you paying me? Okay. Because dude paid me week out before the gig. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this. And I go do this thing. And country club out in fucking Arvada. And, I mean, just right off the bat, dude, they tolerated me for about 5 minutes. And then they started to cross arms. And then there's a table of old women that are just, they staring daggers. So then I go in on them. Because I'm like, I've got to do something. And I just go hard on these old women about how all their values are wrong or whatever. But, you know, here's what I did. I tore, you know, I refused to say, you're right, I'm not funny. It's you're wrong. You know, it's never you're right, I'm wrong. My whole thing is you're wrong. So it just gets out of control.
Yeah, you're wrong from the get. I could say whatever, First Amendment, bitch.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I lit this room on fucking fire. But there were a lot of people too scared to leave. There were some people leaving, and then there were people way too scared to leave. And they're just like, am I being punished right now? Am I in time? Like, they went back to that childhood, like, I'm getting yelled at.
All right.
So, but it was very, dude, but I mean, it shook me for months because I was like, what am I doing? Is this really what I want to do? I want to go out and fucking light a room on fire and it's uncomfortable. And there were some people who respected me for it because they were like, oh shit, that was awesome. But there's a lot of people who were just like, I
don't know why you didn't like me, but I'm sorry.
You know, and I don't want that. I don't want people fucking crying at me after
like,
the show.
So Sedalia was kind of like that the last time I did
Nobody's doing well there, by the way.
But then I even told this person, I said, watch, you're going to fucking murder it, dude. Did Jeff Nelson do good?
Yeah, actually, he did. But Jeff Nelson's a good comic.
Yeah, dude, no, he's fucking sharp, bro. So anyways, the last time I was there and Armstrong was running the mic, I don't even think you were there. I think it was the last time Armstrong did it.
Yeah.
And I got a spot, and, like, people were digging it at the start because I did the couple of Biden jokes, who let Biden out the
That's
home.
That's about the only thing they
So they liked that shit, and then I started losing them a little bit. But, like, there was a dude, like, there was three dudes in the back, bro. Like, whenever I fucking hit a punchline dude, their heads would pop up, and they'd be smiling.
Right.
And it's like, fucking laugh, dude. Please fucking
laugh,
dude.
That's always what that room is. There's always people in the back who love it. They come talk to me afterwards. Yeah. That was great. Man. And it's always the people right by the front who are like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... That's
a hard room. No, by the way, I'm not going to name names, but I've seen a lot of people who are supposedly good eat shit there.
Yeah. No, I ate shit up in Boulder too, man.
Well... It is what it is.
I went 30 minutes, I went through all of my fucking material, dude.
If you're not used to doing a 30-minute set, you don't know what to do when it's going bad.
Well, I trimmed all the fucking fat out of all these jokes that I was trying to fucking have a good fucking 30-minute set of.
Well.
And I couldn't. It's almost like since you trimmed the fat, dude, I can't fucking put the fat back in them. It's weird.
Maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe you should have gone long form.
I need to practice the long form now, bro.
I don't think your style is not trim the fat because you're not like quick jokes. You're a personality, and I'm gonna bring you into my world and tell you about my world and tell you these stories. You don't need to trim the fat. That's when you're doing a longer set. You don't trim.
I'm thinking of now is I want to do some more ranting. And running into something weird.
Yeah. I mean, when I've seen you at your best, you're just fucking... You're up there being you... ranting.
Yeah.
Yelling, talking. Because
I did that at the get. I was like, yeah, you guys are next to a CrossFit gym and a broke-down Subaru factory, dude. I was like, I never seen so many crash cars outside of a trailer house.
So they like that shit, right?
Yeah, they like that shit. And then it was a gay bar, so I went... I did my
DVA, two-thirds
gay. Yeah. Okay. Dude, so I had the oh, fuck it, I don't give a shit. I had the old principal of North hitting on me, bud, with his little fucking silver hair.
Oh, shit, okay.
Fucking, he's like, dude, right when you said you're from the North side, he's all, were Mexicans wearing Nebraska hats? He's like, I knew what was up, man. And I was like, hey, all right, dude, right on. Then he's really winking at me before I left and shit. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. John Crowley was smart bringing a chick with him, bro. Because those dudes, they was hitting on me and Dick Black, dude.
Yeah, they were taking John Crowley in the back.
Oh, dude, they was hitting on me and Dick Black like a motherfucker over there.
Well,
son.
That's interesting they got Dick Black hosting that thing because he's got the
dude,
fucking earrings
I mean.
And all that.
No, that's what I mean, dude. Dick Black's like, dude, I might have you host this a couple times.
That's what he's trying to get people to host it for him now. He's like, this shit is a little gay for me.
He's all, these dudes hit on me too much and shit, son. These good dudes is hitting on me all the time.
That is so funny. That's funny, man. Well, there's a number of places like that. I was surprised to find that.
Some ice?
Yeah. Well, I'll vamp for a second. That this mic that we both do over in Greenwood Village, Finn McCool's, I've been doing this thing for a minute before I realized this is a, like old dudes gay bar. Like, and this is in Greenwood Village where you don't. There's no clear indication that that's where you are, but I did this show a few times, and then you realize, oh, this is all the people who keep coming back here are this. Which, by the way, I always used to say that the best comedy audiences were ex-military and gay dudes. Because, in my experience, those are the people who fucking laugh at anything.
So, that... Even Blush and Blue, dude, fucking, they got... Like when they had that stupid plexiglass in front of you when you did your set.
Yeah, laughter shield.
So I went up there, and it had garland on it, right? And I was like, "This is what a gay trucker's fucking front cab looks like." And I was like, "BB, we got a four hauling dicks. Get the fuck off the road. We're coming down I-70 with
a
bunch
cum
of dicks."
Splatter
yeah,
shield.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
For when you're all cranked out and you fucking yeah.
Oh, man, I was all high on that acid, fucking, and I went to the little showcase they had over there the other Saturday for 420 and shit, right?
Blush and Blue or what?
Yeah, Blush and Blue. Fucking then the other homeboy breaks out some fucking Molly, bud. We do some fucking licks of Molly and shit, dude. And I got busted fucking smoking weed downstairs, bud, and everything, doing dabs, bro. Fucking got busted. What's going on down here? I was like, fucking what we usually do. She's like, you usually do this? And I was like, sometimes.
Are you rolling at the time?
Oh, I'm high as a fucking rocket, son, dude. I got kicked out, dog, everything.
I get
dude.
Kicked out of places on Molly. It's the weirdest shit. I'm like, I love everybody. They're like, you have to leave. It's like Old Testament. I guess
like,
New
get
Testament.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Literally, I'm like, wait, I was just being nice to everybody. They're like, yeah, that's where
we
you're
don't
go.
Give a fuck. Get the hell out of here, you fucking cocksucker.
It's such a weird thing. Such a weird thing to be on a love trip and then you get in trouble.
Oh, man, I was so high that night, dude. I guess because I ate that acid at the Denver City Market.
Okay.
Downtown, right? And yeah. I guess me and Batman... Because Batman kept giving us buckets of beer for that comedy show, right?
Right.
So I kept putting them in my pocket. Whenever we get a bucket, I fucking put two in my pocket. So I was all lit, high on acid. My dad just fucking left earlier. And my dad fucking got all drunk and talked shit and left.
Yeah.
Because Kyle wouldn't give him no acid. And then fucking Kyle ends up giving me acid. Like, totally crazy day, dude. Fucking... But I don't even remember. I guess we fucking rode scooters, the Blush and Blue.
Yeah.
I don't even remember riding a fucking scooter, dude. And fucking, and Batman's like, dude, you went straight to Blush and Blue. He's all slamming beers while riding on the fucking scooter like a fucking, like a snowboard, bro. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't even think you were holding the steering wheel sometimes, bro. You're just fucking rocking it like a fucking snowboard, bro.
Yeah, you can steer by dancing if you do it right.
Fuck, man. I was fucked up, son. He's like, I don't know how many beers you fucking drank. Neither. You drank like 3 beers on the way here. I was like, oh. Then I looked in my pocket. I was like, I had 4. He's like, then you drank 4 beers on the way here while fucking scooting, bro. That's how you should scoot, dude. While drinking, bro. You know what I mean? The only way to scoot is drinking fucking beer at the same fucking time.
Well, that's what all those fucking pedicab dudes do. I mean, they're getting fucked up.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if did I tell you about the time Wayne crashed his fucking pedicab with me on the back because he was too fucked up. Literally, I'm walking to Comedy Works. I'm walking to Comedy Works to MC on a Friday, and I'm walking down 16th Street, and Wayne drives by. He goes, "Yo, what's up, man?" I go, "Hey, I'm just walking over to Comedy Works." He goes, "I'll give you a ride. What's up?" I'm just going to host. I get in the back. He's like, "Yeah, you know, it's really cool. We drink over in these alleys over here." I was like, "That's fun. Why don't you look at the road?" He's like, "No, it's really fun. You should come over, you know, after you do the first show. We'll come back." I was like, It's all right. He's like, "Okay." I'm like, "Are you supposed to be driving in the light rail track?" He's like, No. So he spins into he's trying to get up on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
He tries to pop the wheel up onto the curb and hit. He doesn't make it all the way up. And the wheel just bends. And he goes to the side and the fucking cart hits. And I go straight over. Fucking Superman on the 16th Street Mall, and people are turning away from the guy fire juggling to look at me flying over this pedicab on the light rail track, and Wayne is on the ground just scrambling, looking around, and he comes over, he picks me up, people are going, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" Wayne's like, "Let's get the fuck out of here." He picked me up, put me back on the
drives me off all busted wheel and shit.
I scraped my whole, both my forearms were bleeding when I go MC at Comedy Works. I just patched it up a little bit. It wasn't a problem. I wasn't that fucked up because it reminded me of being in college and crashing my bike. It was a weird, like, full circle moment.
You're just like, "Man, this happened before, bro. I'm in."
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
That's like COVID when, you see my ear, right? You see my ear.
Uh-huh.
Did you see when that shit happened?
No, what happened to it?
So I'm fucking riding my bike doing Postmates. I'm on Pecos. I'm coming down the hill all fast. And it's either get on the curb or stay in the middle in the street. You know what I mean? So I stayed in the street, and this fucking car comes flying by me, bro. Vroom! And I fucking go, "Whoa," and I turn like this a little ways. And right when I turn, bro, wham, right into the back of this fucking Ford Expedition.
Oh, shit.
I busted his fucking rear window out with my fucking head, bro.
No way.
With my head, bro. Yeah.
No.
I split my ear like this. Oh. I split my ear.
Yeah,
but
you got a cleft ear.
But I fucking busted his fuck shit. Boom, dog. Fuck, dude. My head's fucking, my head's ringing, bro. I wake up. I'm inside of his car.
Is your whole shit bleeding?
No, it wasn't even bleeding yet, dude. I'm inside of his car like, fucking, how'd I get in here?
Yeah, you went through the window.
I fucking went through the window, boom, like that. I'm like, "Fuck, how'd I get it?" So
oh,
I pop out. My handlebars are all twisted, and this dude comes out of his house.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, "Yo, what the fuck?" And I was like, "Yo, bro, this car almost hit me, bud, and I crashed into your shit. I'm sorry, dude." And he's like, "Stay right there. I'm going to call the cops." So I was like, "All right, I'll stay right here." So he goes to go back in. I grab my phone and the battery,
yeah,
and I grab, throw that shit in my pocket, bud. I twist my handlebar straight, and I fucking go to take off. When I'm taking off, dude, I fucking feel some drip right here, bud.
Oh, yeah.
And then I
fucking
go. That's
when the ears start going.
That's when I go, "Oh, fuck," and it was bleeding good, dude. It was all split. It split front to back. I fucking went through that. I went through that motherfucker right there, bud. Boom, like that.
Well, people pay good money to have their earlobe split.
They can do it for free. Just crash your fucking bike, pussies. You know what I mean?
Body modification.
So
you
check
need to
this
get
out.
You need to put a gouge in there. Well, how about
you?
You know
what
get
I did?
Speared?
You know what I did? Because I had two bandanas, one for my mask because it's COVID season,
right,
and another one for my sweat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I fucking ended up fucking putting it, tying the bandana around my head like this, fucking flat.
Yeah.
And I got the ice, and I fucking got it all cleaned up real nice. From my ice water, I got the ice, and the ice actually stopped the fucking bleeding almost instantly, bro, because it was just super cold.
Wow, that's crazy.
So,
that's, I
but
can't
then,
believe you went
and
through.
then I did the bandana on the side of my head,
fucking
like a fucking like
that's called a Mexican tourniquet.
Yeah, I did the Mexican tourniquet, like fucking like the Civil War guys. You know what I mean? Fucking. And I still went out and fucking Postmated, dog. I still went and dropped white people off their fucking food and made a bunch of money,
there
dude.
There you go. Walk it off.
With the fucking concussion.
Get back out there. Play through the pain.
Dude, I shattered that fool's back window on that fucking expedition. That's insane.
I wonder how you went through that, because it's surprising that you didn't fuck up more of your body going through a whole plate of glass like that.
Oh, I got a strong head, bro. It's real strong.
So you really went head first.
Yeah, dude. I bet you this is all impact. The slice in my ear is impact and headphone jack.
Damn.
So headphone and impact.
Probably a good thing you had headphones. They fucking hit the glass first.
Like a spark plug.
Yeah. Well, whatever, man.
Dude, my fucking head hurts. Like a motherfucker.
I believe that.
Not the first time, though. Cheers to that.
Cheers, yeah. That's a good story. I mean, that shit's... I have dreams about crashing a car, crashing a boat, crashing a bike, on a roller coaster that crashes. That's like a thing for me.
Yeah.
Crashing.
I got a weird dream I have once a month, and like we're at the strip club, the cops roll in and this dude goes to throw his coke into the trash can, and I just fucking grab it out of the air, and it's a big old fat sack of coke, bud. You know what I mean? I put it in my pocket, grab two hoes, fucking go to the crib, and me and the two homeboys, we fucking start cooking crack in this giant spoon, bud. And then every time when
what kind of an idiot throws away a big...
He's dumb, bro. The cops are coming in, bro. And he's so stupid, we got it for free. Okay, I got it for free, son.
I got you, yeah.
It's like, this dude's an idiot. He's trying to throw his coke away, and I just grab it like that. Boom, and I put it in my pocket, you know?
This dude's an idiot.
Fuck, dude.
Let's go party.
And this is just a dream, bro. And I'm always, this guy's stupid, you know? And this is like one of my most vivid dreams.
Interesting.
And that, like I say, we grab a giant spoon, we cook up the crack, and, like, we all take a big old hit, and, like, most of the times, like, fucking, when I take that hit, I fucking wake up, and I could taste crack in my mouth,
Oh, dude. Weird.
Fucking crazy,
well, so this
dude.
Is something I was talking about the other day, like, I've smoked DMT, a dozen times, maybe, and so... But if in my dreams, if I smoke DMT in my dreams, it's a full... It works.
Yeah, you're just fucking replaying your exact trip.
Bro. No, I'm not though.
Yeah, that's not true.
They're different. They're characteristically DMT, but they're not the same. They're not a replay of some shit I've tripped before. It's like, dude, supposedly when you're dreaming, there is DMT being released. DMT is a fucking neurotransmitter. It's in there and it's being released in small amount when you dream. So I think. I don't know, man. When I've smoked it in my dream, it fucking hits like the real shit.
I bet. No, dude, because I fucking...
But you're talking about hitting crack in your dream and it hits like the real shit.
Yeah, no,
so.
For real. I see it. I see what you're talking about. But that's whenever I wake up, bro. Every time when I wake up, bro, I fucking...
Well, that's what would happen.
And that's like...
You get a good hit.
The craziest shit, I was asleep. The craziest shit was when I'd be super sober, bro. Like, when I was trying to be sober, and I had my med card, and my back was really fucked up from the sewer company, and, I was taking edibles, but, like, fucking, like, the day after you take an edible, when you sleep that next day, it's kind of hard to get to sleep, because it's so easy for you to get to sleep the first time.
Okay.
But then, like, keep doing that, and you're going to fuck yourself. Just like you say, keep doing acid all the time, and you're going to fuck yourself, bro. You know what I mean? Any kind of hallucinogenics. That's the same thing for, like, your vivid dreams and fucking out-of-body experience, like fucking astral planing or whatever fucking people call it, dog. You do it too much, you almost get stuck there, bro. Like, you don't want to get stuck get stuck in the in-between, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Purgatory.
Yeah. But, yeah, mixing spells the other night was a little crazy. It was a little weird. And then going straight at it later on, dude, that was even weirder.
Right.
Because, oh, man, that fucking shit had me. I was, like, almost there, bro. Like, fucking a few times I've had the same trip. Like, you're saying the same dream. Like, fucking, it's like the spirit world, bro. I'm fucking chattering with my, like, fucking, I wanted my cousin Jake to whiz by on his motorcycle, bro. And that would have made it perfect, bro. For real, dude, like, fucking, because you know how Wile E. Coyote paints the fucking tunnel, and then motherfucker runs through it, and then when he goes to it, he hits the wall? Like, fucking, I see a tunnel popping up, bro, and fucking then I just fucking see a fucking bike made of numbers, dude, fly by. And I was like, yeah, that's my good memory flying by. This is going to be okay. You know, it's weird, bro, but I fucking, you could almost, like, you trip enough, dude. You know when you're going to have a fucking good or a bad trip, and fucking, I could fucking slide myself out of a bad trip. Breathing too hard, sweating, dude. Like, fuck, dude. Vic G almost had me on a bad trip that fucking one night over there at Cooley's crib, son. I was like, yo, dude, shut the fuck up.
He's a master at that.
Like, no, dude, I was almost glad my mom was all fucking faded and locked herself out of the fucking crib, bud, and we had to come save her all high on acid, dude. That
you
fucking
wouldn't believe,
crazy.
Dude, Vic took me to this fucking weird meth dungeon where these dudes straight up, I'm like, yo, let's just get some, get out of here. He goes, okay, we'll just hang out for a second because these people are family. I'm like, all right, I'll meet your family. These motherfuckers, they first of all, close the door. She starts DJing to nobody. This is what they do. She DJs to nobody. She's DJing. Nobody's. No, there's nothing happening. I'm going, what is happening right now? This dude pulls out a briefcase full of whatever. I'm like, I don't care. Just, yeah, do that one. That's fine. He goes, you want this one? I was like, yeah, I want just whatever. He goes, he's just holding it in front of my face. I'm like, how much money? He goes, I don't. I'm like, all right. Okay, here's what's going to happen. You put down a thing. So he puts down this rock. We start railing it. I start dancing so that the DJ feels like she's doing something important. And then I go, okay, here's $100 for that. Let's go. Vic, let's go. They go, you're not going to play foosball? I was like, what kind of weird scenario have I walked into right now? They go, you're not going to play foosball? I go, no, I'm not playing. I don't like to play foosball. They're like, well, we always play foosball. I was like, well, would you like me to? I guess we could play a game, but I don't like to. They're like, yeah, let's go play. We go into the fucking foosball room, and it turns into this weird psychodrama between, first of all, there's the meth couple that they like resolve their conflicts through foosball now, apparently. And then there's me and Vic, and I'm going, I don't play. And they're like, well, you just sit over here. I'm like, I'm going to spin it. They're like, don't spin it. They're getting serious about
they're
it.
They're like, no spinsies.
Yeah, I'm like,
no fucking spinsies, you fucking cocksucker, Alan.
I'm like, I don't know how to play. I just used to spin, and I would win somehow. Oh, and they're man. Like, you can't spin. I'm like, all right, fine. So we play fucking 5 games of foosball. I'm like, hey, this was really fun, guys. I got to go. We got to take this. It was like they didn't want – they just – what I realized ultimately is they're just lonely.
I don't know, dude. I don't like meth heads, bro.
They're just lonely.
I barely even like – I don't even like doing meth, bro. I did meth.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I did meth the other week, so I
would
wouldn't smoke crack the next 2 days.
Dude, I'll tell you something. So that hot rail shit they do with that – with that silicone and the fucking hot,
yeah,
hot piece of metal like that.
Yeah, I know.
They should do that with Molly. I would hot rail some Molly. That would be fucking fun. Now I wouldn't do it all the time, but if I was gonna hot rail anything, it would be a big rock of fucking MDMA. Then you'd be like,
you think
okay,
you can?
Okay.
You think you can do that?
I bet you can, because people snort Molly and people dip it. I bet you can do that.
I've dipped.
I mean, I don't know.
I'd only dip
it,
bro. Fucking, I don't even like snorting Molly, bro. It's just,
it's a waste.
Because it's a chemical, bro.
It's a waste, but anyway. I mean, to me, it was a cool way of doing it. Because
you're metabolizing it anyways, right?
I honestly don't know if it goes through the blood-brain barrier.
No,
it
don't through your nose, bro. It don't, dude.
Molly doesn't?
No, that's why I mean. I don't know why people fucking snort it. I'd rather eat it because you... Then you gotta wait for it to fucking drain down and fucking.
That's what's too bad, because that's the thing I like best about meth is the hot rail itself. It's the ritual.
Oh yeah, no, that shit's fucking disgusting, bro. I fucking hate hot railing that shit, dude.
Come on, how can you call it disgusting with all this shit you do, dude?
Because I've been fucking hot railing fucking wax and meth with this fucking crazy chick that I'm fucking kind of boning every once in a while, dude.
That's what I mean. You are mixing spells.
And you know what? Yeah, and it's not worth it, dude, because you know what, dude? Yeah, my fucking dick got hard, and yeah, I fucked her for fucking 3 hours.
You put DMT on a crack rock.
No, dude, but fucking, dude, that shit's not worth it, bro, because fuck, man, I've had a headache for fucking 2 days, dude, that I'll leave just one fucking fix, bro.
No, I feel you. That when you mix psychedelics and stimulants, a lot of times it does not work.
Oh, no, dude. Fucking acid and crack is the best, bro.
Is it? Well, I'm not even joking, dude. That I can see, because acid is kind of cracky to begin with.
Nah, dude, because that's like the last night at Chorito, bro, I didn't even think I was going to get paid for these fucking surveys, right? And fucking dude gave us the acid, and then fucking right when I was leaving, fucking it goes, bling, you got paid $87. So I'm like, oh shit, we gonna stop and get a four on the way to Chorito. So
you're
me
such
and,
an idiot, dude.
So me and Tall
you're
Guy.
So mechanical about that.
So me and Tall Guy, boom, bro, we fucking got that shit, bam, tit, tit, tit. Fuck, that shit was fire, bro. Even Tall Guy goes, am I tripping harder? And I was like, I think you are, man. And fucking Chorito was the funnest fucking night ever, bro.
Well, that's
fucking
cool.
It was tight
yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
Oh, shit.
To me, acid, even when I've smoked weed on acid, I'm like, oh, that was
oh,
a
yeah.
mistake.
Like, sometimes on acid, when you fucking yawn after smoking weed on acid, bro, you're fucked, bro. You're just like, whoa,
I
what
do
the
not.
Fuck?
Like, if somebody offers me weed when I'm on acid, I react a little bit because I don't want that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
To me,
no,
it's never worked. And I've tried it a bunch of times. It's never worked.
You're making me fucking do a flashback right now. Who are you on it?
Yeah.
Weed makes me yawn so hard on acid, it's weird,
so let me
bro.
Tell you something.
Like,
here's what's happened to me most of the time. I'll be on the tail end of an acid trip, 7 hours in, 5 hours in, and I feel like, okay, now I get it. It's coming down. Reality's coming back. And you smoke that joint, and boom, you're right back into the peak
yeah.
of it. And now, oh, you actually have to relive the peak of it in hyperspace, and now actually it's not even as fun anymore because you're doing it artificially.
Because you're already tired.
Yeah.
And you're already tired. You're like, dude, I just been through this. I'm tired. But then you react like this, bro. Then fucking 20 minutes later, fucking you're listening to some cool jam, and all of a sudden you wake up fucking 8 hours later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But that's why I feel like weed is not the thing to do at the end of an acid trip.
Weed is cool though, dude. 1,000%.
I'm not against it. It just is time and place. It's like, good. It's good at the tail end of Molly. Tail end of Molly. Then it just lets you relax, relive the. Because you want to relive the Molly trip. You want to go back and relive the Molly trip. The acid trip.
You're making me go trip acid now again, bro. I'm not even playing, dog.
That's what my brother does too. He yawns when he has to re-experience some stuff.
No, dude, that's the best, dude, when you're
I've
fucking super
high. I've never
seen
you yawn before, either.
Oh, man, you should have seen me yawning during Apple Set the other night. I wasn't even trying to yawn during his set. He goes, well, gee, thanks, Lewis. And I was like, what,
he
dude?
Would say gee, thanks.
I was like, what, dude? I was like, I'm fucking sleepy, dude. My bad, bro.
You gotta take that personally.
It's not your lame-ass jokes. Your jokes are gonna be lame no matter what. Just the sing, never
no,
gonna get it.
No, I would love to hear this joke a 17th time. Please.
Just please sing, you're never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never get it. Oh, man. So, you really liked that Lil Aspie Fuck Josue song, huh?
I like Lil Aspie's music to begin with. A lot of them. I think a lot of them are funny. I think the dude's funny.
I really like him. He's cool.
Put on some Everlast.
No, dude.
Come on. Oh,
no.
This is good. This is good.
No, bro.
Borat.
This ain't Borat, fool. This is some black dude.
Yeah, but look at the album cover. Straight
here,
Borat.
This is the same people that sing that song sing this song. And while we jam out to this cool shit, it's called Sacred Souls.
Ooh, yeah,
Can
yeah,
I
yeah.
Call You Rose?
Ooh, white girl from suburbia.
She's Chicana?
Is she?
Rose? Rosa?
Is
come
she,
on, Pendeco.
She's a hipster, though.
Come
she
on, Pete. Yeah, she's a hipster,
she's
Mexican.
She's white Latina. Oh, come on. She's Latina. She's not. You watch these things differently.
All right, Alan. You got any shows coming up?
Well, I do. That chick is fucking white as day. Okay.
No, do you have any shows coming up, Alan? That's not. We're not talking about the video. On. That nose is fucking Portuguese or Spanish, son.
Oh, whatever.
Can I call you Rose?
All right.
You're sweet like a flower.
Okay, maybe. they
look,
are.
Look, they're going to a fucking Mexican.
That. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, son, this is her family, bro. You know, that black guy don't fucking belong in there. So what shows you got coming up? You just did Syntax, huh? You and Bear Quattlebaum?
Yeah, up in Greeley. And I got, you know, I got my show every Thursday in Sedalia. I got my show coming up on Tuesday, second Tuesday in the other Syntax, which is now called Roxy. And shit, I don't know. I got some Puebla, whatever. AlanBromwell.com if you want to come see a
He's funny. He's
show.
Fucking funny, dude. He's like a skinny Bill Burr and Louis C.K. had a kid, bud.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, dude. Fucking super orangey. All that shit, dude. He's a nice guy, bro. I really like him. So, me, I don't got no shows coming up. Like I said, I just did all my jokes at DB8
Busted your nut.
28 minutes.
That's all right, dude. Then you
throwing
come back
them all
around,
away,
come
dude.
Come back around harder. Don't
throw
stop working.
Them away. Yeah, I'm going to teach kids about critical race theory. That's why I'm trying to get a better tan when I cut this grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I put on that spicy Hawaiian fucking mix, bro. Bella, do you got anything to say? Is there Mexicans outside? Alan, you better not have gave my dog all drunk, bro.
She wanted tequila earlier. She doesn't
That's
even want
fucked
it anymore.
Up. Good. So anyways, yeah, Bruise moves to twos, bro. Do you think Bruise is going to thrive on Tuesdays?
I'll come there, and I'll come do... I'll
yeah, show up show up after. Early. I'll put you up early so you go to 26th.
Yeah, I'm down
and, with I think they're going to just shuffle all night.
Well, I mean, you probably made a good move if they're going to put Irish Rover back on Monday, so...
Yeah, no, they wanted me to do Mondays, and I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
And then I said, then they wanted me to do Tuesday, which pisses me off because I really like 26 Tavern, bro.
Yeah, I do too. Well,
that fucking room is sharp, bro.
So you're going to start at 6, though, right?
Yeah, but I bet you there's going to be shuffling. I bet you people that go to her mic are going to try to, that go up early at her mic, try to run across town over to my mic.
Maybe.
And make me stay there all night long. Could which be. Is cool, which I don't Could mind be. At all, dude. As long as we got the good people coming in that aren't comics laughing, like, dude, that's what was cool, bro. Like, the past fucking 5-6 weeks, we'd have all 5 tables of non-comics in that room.
It's always been good. Been good.
I hope it stays good on Tuesday. So remember, Brews moves to twos, Colfax and Yorks. Don't be a dork. Get there. I'm trying to rhyme like little Aspie, fool. Pretty cool,
Yeah.
I wish I could sing like this black fella right here, bro. I'd get all the poontang. So what else is going on, Alan? What should we finish with? Let's finish fucking week.
Yeah, okay. That's how we do.
Should we tell fucking some gay jokes?
We could. It's just been getting... There's weird stuff going through the... It's like everybody's cutting their lawn today. It was just the only reason I said anything to you. There's like weird things that happen like seasonally. For some reason, the gay thing, like everybody was going through a gay trip like a week ago or whatever. That's why that episode.
So I never got to tell this story because Zach Welch said, is there any straight guys that got a funny story about Pride Month? And I had a funny story, dude, and he made me go last, and I never got to tell this story. So, this story is Louis the Lyft driver and the three bears from Florida.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful, dude. So, I pick up...
Let me guess. One of the bears was too big for you.
No. You got to listen.
Okay.
So, I pick up these cats from Vinyl, dude, right there. You know where Vinyls is out off of Broadway and shit, right?
Yeah.
So, these three big guys get into that Hocus Pocus Ford Focus outside. That's probably what fucked up those rear tires. Nah, but these three big old bear gay dudes jump in, and they're from Florida. They got their chest hair out. They're wearing vests, and they're too big to be wearing vests. You know, they're big old fat Mexicans or Puerto Ricans, Cubans. I don't know what kind of Mexicans these cats are. But they get in, and
Puerto Rican is
these,
not a type of
Mexican. These two twink boys in those little cut-off fucking zip-up like sailor outfits, kind of. They're like zip up in the front, little boy shorts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it looks like what a mechanic wear, but cut off.
Right.
You know what I mean? So these two little twinks, one like wearing a pink one. Yeah, one's wearing a pink one. The other one's wearing a baby blue one. And they go, "Hey, where are you guys going?" And the bears go, "We're going. Where did I pick up Gay Jose? We're going to Tracks." They're like, "We're going to Tracks." So I was like, "Yeah, I know where you're going, bro. No problem. I'll get you there." So these twinks go, "Hey, can we get a ride?" And I was like, "Whatever, get in." So these two twinks hop in the back with those two bears, right? We don't even get around the corner, dude. We get right over there
these
by...
These two otters.
No, these two twinks, bro. They were twinks in those little fucking boy shorts. They were fucking twinking out, son. So we get around the corner. We get back over there by Stoney's, right? And these twinks go like this to me. They go, "Hey, mister, could you let us out right here on the corner?" So I let them out, dude, because those bears were about to eat those... They were grabbing those dudes' dicks.
Bear will eat an
otter. They were putting their fingers in those little boys' asses, dude, in the backseat, dude. I was like, they were getting wild. So I let those dudes out so they didn't get raped in the backseat of my car.
Yeah, so you don't suffer any interior damage.
Yeah. So then we go take off, and I go, "Hey, those guys weren't enough for you guys." You know what I mean? They're like, "Hell yeah." You know what you call it? We know the difference between a twink and a twinkie. And I was like, "Nah, what?"
Depends if you finish it.
No, he goes like this. He goes, "Well, every twink turns into a twinkie around 2, 3 in the morning when they get filled with cream."
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, man. All right, I get it." And then the best was we pull up to fucking by Tracks and by the old place where Lily used to have her mic in Wincy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the bar right there. So we're on that street, and when you drive up that street a little ways, there's these metal benches, right? There's a fucking dude in a fucking white fishnet top, bro, right? And, like, pink little boy shorts, bro. And he's fucking wagging his fucking weenie, bro. Like, out of his shorts, he's, like, slapping his stomach, dude, with his fucking dick, bro. This fucking dude... And those bears go like this, "Drop us off right there." So I pull right in front of the dude, flapping his dick on the street. And I fucking
this is
drop
why Welch
off.
Didn't have you tell this story.
And I was like, "Dude, that fucking guy's dick was fucking huge, bro." I was like, you can see it from the front door of the place where they used to have the open mic, dude, down the street. Like, but I pulled up and I dropped these guys off. And they're like, "Yo, handsome, you were so nice." They all tipped me $20. They all gave me $20. And then the fucking dude in the front goes, "Hey, do you like cocaine?" And I was like, "Sure do." He's like, "It's straight from Florida's." And he fucking gives me a fucking gram seal, bud.
Oh.
I was like, "Hell yeah, son, dude. Fucking best lift ride ever, dude. You know what's up. You know I always got hooked up, son." Fucking,
there's an overlap of the gay community and the drug community.
That's what you get when you fucking drop three bears off in front of a dude that's slapping his stomach with his fucking dick, dude. You get a gram of coke, bro.
Amen.
And 60
Amen.
Bucks, dude. So more stories like that. Show up to Brews on Tues, all right? Fucking Alan's gonna tell his gay experience at Brews this Tuesday.
I don't have anything. Actually, I have something about that guy.
Nah, dude, they fucking Batman was talking shit to me about fucking not being part of the LGBTQ community. And I was like, "Dude, I've been gay on accident more times than fucking most of these fucking bisexual boys have been on purpose, bro."
This is what I tell them when they
I
ask
have
they
the,
go, I'm
dude,
questioning.
I let a dude suck my dick
no,
for fucking
listen,
money.
By the way, since you brought this up, I am part of the LGBTQ community, QQ, because I'm questioning. I'm always questioning if I'm too straight or not. So I'm always, literally, I'll be having sex with a woman. I'll go, would I prefer
would
to have
a fucking boy's asshole
a couple
feel
more
way better?
Men or maybe a, like a dog or
maybe you should just suck on her dildo and see what happens.
Yeah, it's plastic.
See if you
that
like
is really
it.
Really uninteresting. I don't like being pegged either. But
okay, so fucking, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. Alan wants a throbbing penis, not a dildo in his mouth.
Sure. Whatever.
I love day drinking with you, Alan.
Whatever.
This is gonna be cool. We're an hour and 12 minutes in.
In the
we're an hour and 12 minutes in. We're fucking done. That and, oh, fuck, my mom's home.